Situations like this are common. Police want to catch the murderers, but sometimes they want to work too fast. They use methods of torture to make men confess to crimes. This means that they accuse the wrong men of a crime. This leads to two horrible results. First, innocent men are punished. They go to prison and have no hope. Second, when innocent men go to prison, the real criminals remain free. These criminals are free to kill again. The women remain unsafe and unprotected.
Some people believe the murders may be a result of a changing culture. Sometimes cultures give men and women particular jobs or responsibilities because of their sex. Men might be responsible for earning money and building a home. Then women might be responsible for preparing food, caring for children, or keeping the house clean.
In Mexico, these traditional responsibilities are changing. Women are finding jobs. They do not depend as much on men to provide for them. For many people, these are very good changes. A woman can help support her family with her wages. A man can spend more time with his children. But not every person thinks these changes are good. Some men feel threatened. This creates unrest in families and communities. Some people react to this unrest with violence. Esther Chavez established Casa Amiga in 1999. She says,
"Men are no longer king of the home. So, now in this city, women suffer too much. A lot of people are raping and bothering women."